Hi, this is Jack. I'm a star. I can see why you people, I can see why my right to travel was taken away. I can even see why it's important to do. Like, I'm an outlier. I don't want to say anomaly anymore since it doesn't appear to be that anomalous at this point. However, most people at this point would be really pissed. Most people, I think. Considering what the truth is, considering what you fucking gun-wielding faggots know. I'm surrounded by gun-wielding faggots. Gun-wielding faggots, that's all you. It's usually a pretty good job. However, in this case, my case, I could see how nobody's really certain how long it's going to take before I fucking lose my fucking mind. I already have, but that's not the point. They don't know that for certain. I'm smart enough to realize that I don't need to lift a finger. You fucking morons are going to get your fucking punishment from God. I don't have to do anything. I really don't. Even when I wake up and I think, oh, it would be funny if I could drive somewhere and knock on the door and say hello. Yeah, that'd be really fucking funny. Unfortunately, to the military, that wouldn't be funny. They'd have to worry about how far I could go, what I could lay my hands on, how much money I had, my range, might I go to another state, could I spread COVID, are there stories that I could... Which of the stories I could tell, I would tell. Like this would be... It would be enough of a... You know those chalkboards with the O's and the X's that the football coaches use during halftime? I don't know what that's called. I never played football. Except for once when they broke my fucking thumb. By the way, fuck you! I still can't snap the fingers of my right hand. Not that that's a big deal. Not that that's not big a deal. But still. All you fucking losers named Jason. Holy shit, what a bunch of fucking cunts you are. Where was I? Oh yeah. So I say things like this on the daily. Even when I'm not recording on Vocaroo.com, the world's premier voice recording service. Even when I'm not doing that, it's still kind of hazy. What I know, what I don't know. Why I haven't killed anybody yet. If I've killed anybody yet, I can see why the military doesn't want to fucking deal with those variables. So as a courtesy, not just to my government, but to my society, I've chosen to remain here. Calm, mostly placid, and just overflowing with disbelief at the fucking ridiculous fucking shillelagh where the shenanigans you fucking morons are fucking up to. Like, I can't hardly blame any of you for not showing up, since each and every fucking one of you who knows where I fucking live probably has like a fucking lower than 9 saving throw based on chance of walking up to you and I just fucking knock your goddamn head off, you stupid fucking company fucking whores. But I love you. Now, most people who say that kind of shit, they probably should be in the institution. Unfortunately, for you, fag munchers, I'm actually well established as being a person who can say that kind of shit. Hang on. Fag! See, I can say that, and it doesn't mean I'm going to nail anybody to a wall. It really doesn't. I love you! See, I really do. I mean, whatever the fuck a fag is these days, I don't fucking care. But it's pretty well established that I'm not going to go kill him. Now, if that changes, if I suddenly start strapping steroids and eating bullets or fucking lifting other faggots while faggots are lifting faggots, if I start pumping up and with an idea towards faggots, I'm pretty sure the military is going to change my threat profile, like lickety-split. I mean, they have guys. Hi, guys. They got a couple guys, at least. At least two? I'm hoping 5. But I'm not in any position to fucking discuss or analyze or talk about my military's what's the word? Not force reaction, force allotment. Anyway, whatever they're doing is fine. I've been here quite a few years. My goddamn pile of DNA is fucking attested to that. And in all that time, I have miraculously not taken a goddamn pair of fucking bone pliers and fucking ripped out your fucking nostrils, you fucking morons. So I can see why you're not coming by for a snack. I can see why you're not visiting. I can see why not one goddamn one of you does one fucking thing that's right, because you're all fucking reprobate drug addict retards. Jesus. Yeah, I love you. Love you a lot. Anyway, those of you who are wondering why I'm still alive or why I'm still allowed to walk around freely, I'm not walking around freely. I can't fucking drive anywhere. If I could drive, I know exactly where I'd go. I'd start knocking on doors. I'd start hanging up treaties. I'd print the shit out with my with block printing, or I got a stamp, actually, I could make ransom letters. I'm not going to. Still, if I had a fucking car, if I could fucking go around where I want to fucking go, it would be prohibitively expensive for my government to pay my military to keep an eye on me. To the degree they have to, considering what the fuck is true, what the fuck you've been lying about, what the fuck you're doing, what the fuck you're doing now, who the fuck you are, and why the fuck you're listening to me at all, you fucking morons, you should be fucking hung up by the goddamn arms every fucking day for a week. It's like crucifixion, but I'm gonna piss in your face too, fucker. Click.